Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Ask Me Anything, film director and screenwriter and author Neil Jordan is with me in studio today to answer all of your questions. You can get your voice notes in. It's 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. Neil, you're very welcome to the programme. Thank you so much for joining us today
Thank
in studio.
Thank you.
I suppose maybe before we come to some of the listener questions, I might just get you to explain, did you always want to work in the film industry?
No, never.
How did you end up here?
I started as a novelist, yeah, and I've just a book coming out this week.
That's
yeah,
right.
That's why I'm here, yeah, yeah. But I got into films because I wrote one or two films and I really enjoyed it. And I saw them being made in ways that I wasn't happy with. So I kind of said I'd like to direct them myself. That's how I got involved.
That's how you ended up here.
Yeah.
And working as a film director and screenwriter, do they typically go hand in hand?
Well, it's easier to... I don't think I've ever done something I haven't written. Except the last movie I did, I didn't write that. I generally either write a script myself, or I adapt a book, or I kind of collaborate with another writer.
Yeah.
And so I always come to it through writing. It's kind of like dreaming. You dream up the images and you see them, and then
you put it on
when you're on the
screen.
Set. You kind of you have to realize them through the camera.
Tell us about your book that's been released this week.
It's called the. I forget what the title is now. It's called The Library of Traumatic Memory. It's a science fiction novel set in the Beira Peninsula in about 70 years from now. And it's about an island that has been taken over basically by a series of medical experimentation institutes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It's very,
yeah.
very, very, very interesting, very complicated, but... I really enjoyed writing it.
Very different from some of your very
well.
Different.
I've never written a science fiction novel before, and I don't know if anybody else has. I'm sure I'll be corrected on this, but I don't think there is an Irish science fiction tradition. You know, I mean, there is a tradition of Gothic fiction in Ireland. You know, the big house and the there's a tradition of kind of spooky Gothic fiction as well. But I don't know if anyone's ever written a science fiction novel. I kind of combined them both in this because there is a big house at the centre of it as well.
Okay. Did you always want to sort of to try something in the science fiction?
No. I mean, I mean, I've made movies about vampires. I've made movies about werewolves, you know. And I've never really ventured into this territory. But it's a marvellous place for... Just making things up. Really.
Yeah, creative. 087 1400 106, that is the WhatsApp number. We have this first question in for you from Fergal.
Hey Neil, how do you decide when a story is suitable to put on screen?
Often I don't decide. I mean, I write so many things, you know, I send them out. If the powers that be, in other words, the people who finance these things respond, that often makes the decision for me.
The decision,
yeah.
So it's not really your call.
Well, it kind of is my call. But I mean, you know, you can wait years with the projects that you want to get made. And it's a commercial business, you know, and I don't control the purse strings, you know. So I'm not at the mercy of what I make myself, but... When and how it is made, I'm often at the mercy of, you know, studios and television companies.
All
and
that
stuff
comes
like that,
with that. You know? Okay, we've this question for you from Richie.
Hi, Neil.
Hiya.
How did you get into filmmaking? Is it something that came naturally to you, or did you have to study to become as successful as you are?
I got into filmmaking because I wrote a script and I really enjoyed it. And it was made into a movie and it looked nothing like the script I'd written.
Really?
Yeah, that's absolutely
Is that annoying or frustrating?
It's infuriating. It's actually kind of heartbreaking too, you know. But I had enjoyed it so much that I just thought if I want to continue doing this, I better find out how to do it, you know. And I'd worked with John Borman and he was making Excalibur. He asked me to do some writing on this, the final draft of the script, and then he asked me to make a documentary on him making the film. So that was kind of my film school, really, making a documentary on a great director making what at the time was the biggest movie ever made in Ireland. So that's how I learned.
So that was your work experience in
that
this?
That was my work experience. And I'm kind of so glad I never had to go to a film school, you know, really.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're better off. If you've got a visual sense, you know, if you know what you want to see through the camera, you know, and you know how to tell a story through moving images, generally you can make a movie that's interesting to people to see.
Okay.
I think.
087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number for your questions. Jess has this one for you.
Hi, Neil. What makes a movie stand out?
Ah, imagination, you know, passion. and invention and everything that makes a piece of work of art stand out, really, you know. But, you know, I think the great thing about movies is they, when they work, they can be so emotional, you know. Mm. So if you sit in the cinema, and I do go to the cinema a lot, you know,
right.
it doesn't often happen when you're sitting in front of your TV screens because people can say, oh, can you pause it for a moment? I want to go to the loo or whatever.
Yeah.
It's not the same experience, but you can get an overwhelmingly emotional experience from the cinema, I think. And I think that's what makes movies work,
that's
the emotion.
That's what makes it stand out then. Mark has this question for you.
Hi, Neil. What is it like to work with big actors like Cillian Murphy?
Well, Cillian's not the biggest actor I've ever worked with.
Who is?
Tom Cruise, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, fair
Brad Pitt, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I made a movie called Breakfast on Pluto. I wasn't that anxious to make it because it was a bit similar to The Crying Game, which is a movie I made that
yes.
became kind of famous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Cillian read the script and he was desperate to make it. And at the time he wasn't that well known, but he was really committed to this part. And basically in the end he wore me down. I said, okay, let's go for it. So we made this rather wonderful film and his performance was marvellous, I think, you know. Mm.
Yeah. So that's how that came about.
Yeah.
087-1400-106 WhatsApp number. Rachel wants to know this.
How did it feel to win an Oscar?
Well, surprised, I would say. You know, I didn't.
Were you honestly surprised? Had you any idea at all or indication?
Well, no, there's a build-up, you know.
Yeah.
So,
and we see that buzz with Jesse Buckley, you know, over
yeah,
the last couple
yeah.
of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, what happens is the movie, they announce all the nominations. The Crying Game got, I think, 6 or 8 or something like that, and I got nominated. But I never thought in my life that I'd ever win an Oscar. I never wanted to win an Oscar. It was never part of an ambition of mine, you know. So the whole thing was kind of surprising. And it was great. It was thrilling to finally have people say...
You're an Academy Award winner.
The winner is blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And you, I think I was, I wasn't even in my seat, you know, I had to rush up because, anyway, it was fun, it was great, and it was thrilling.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jesse Buckley, we were down actually in Killarney broadcasting from the family's hotel and pub just here yesterday. How do you think she'll do?
I think she'll do very well, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I
mean, the problem
so.
With the Oscar thing is you either win or you lose.
I know.
You know, there's no halfway house. And I would say if you're a betting person, you know, don't bet against her because
you think
the
she'll
odds
do it.
Are, oh yeah, yeah, I think so. I don't think this. And she, her performance was marvelous, you know. And actually, she seems to be having such fun with the whole process.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people can make it like really kind of heavy lifting, but she seemed to be really enjoying herself, which is cool.
And hopefully, she'll do it on Sunday. Will you be watching it, or?
It's too late, I think. You know, what? It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, Irish time, Monday morning.
I'll watch bits of it, yeah. But,
yeah.
I mean, I hope she wins. She deserves to win.
Ian has this question for you.
Hi, Neil. What was the first film you directed or produced?
The first film I directed was called Angel. Yeah, it starts Stephen Ray. And at the time, I used to play in a band. I used to play the saxophone. And we used to drive up and down to... place in the north of Ireland, you know, to do our gigs. And it was quite a dangerous, you know, kind of murderous environment at the time. So I wrote this movie about a saxophone player who gets involved in a series of sectarian killings.
Okay, so that was the first
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
did I ask, we mentioned Jane, so we've got another question in from John for you.
My question for Neil is, well, basically I have written 2 spec screenplays. And they're both development ready, a horror feature and a Garda procedural. So the difficulty is just getting them into the hands of the right people. I'm just wondering if Neil would have any advice. And my pen name is John Z. Zombie. Thank you.
John Z. Zombie, how are you? Why haven't you made a zombie movie? That'll work,
yeah,
you know?
I mean, but if,
at the moment, everything that seems to, that the powers that be seem to want are what they call elevated genre. Horror movies, thrillers, vampire movies, ghost stories, that kind of thing, you know. Sadly, they're not enamored of all of what they call drama. I mean, you know, just send it into the Irish Film Board. You know,
you'll
get a reading there, you know.
Yeah, okay.
And if you need some kind of seed money, perhaps they come up with it if they like it, you know.
You were here to tell us a little bit about your new book that's out at the moment, The Library of Dramatic Memory, this being your first literary science fiction novel from yourself. Listener wants to know on that, do you prefer writing books or making movies?
I love making movies because you've got something to do from the minute you wake up to the minute you go to sleep. Writing books is kind of a lonely pursuit. You're sitting down in front of your typewriter, your computer. You're hammering away at words through the day, and the brain can only take so much of that kind of concentration. So you find out after 2 hours you're done, really, when you're writing a book. You know, that's what I find. Yeah. You know?
I imagine it's kind of, is it lonely?
Not really. Well, it's kind of, because you never know what you're doing, really. You don't know if it has any value. If I write a script, you know, an actor reads it, says, oh, God, this is brilliant, let's make this, or whatever. You're sharing it immediately with somebody. When you're writing a book, you're just sharing it with your own imagination, you know what I mean?
Waiting and, for the reaction. Mm. Another listener's wondering, the Library of Traumatic Memory, will this become a movie? Will we be watching this in the big screen someday?
It might become a TV series. You know, it's very complicated. You know, it's about a future in which the entire population is testing various products that are developed by this sinister corporation, you know, and stuff like that. And their physical appearance keeps changing and stuff like that, you know. So it's about a world that, you know, where AI has brought us into strange, strange territory
okay.
that we never have realised yet.
Another listener, how long did it take you to write it?
2 years.
Okay. Is that sort of average? Like, is there an average time or an average duration to write?
No, there's no average duration. But I mean, novels take time. They take a lot of time.
Yeah. And just one final one. Listener wondering, is it out? It is already out.
It's yes, it's in the bookshops now with a beautiful cover. Go and buy it.
Go and buy it. Okay. We'll leave it there. Library of Traumatic Memory. That is Neil Jordan's new book. Neil, thanks a million for coming in to answer the listener questions.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, really appreciate it. Lovely to meet you in person. Of course, Irish film director and screenwriter.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.